When Life is Like a Breath by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Psalm 39:5. Have you noticed how time can seem like it's moving fast? Before you know it, 10 years ago can seem like yesterday. Scripture describes how each of our lives is like a breath, explaining, why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. James 4:14. For some, this truth brings great sadness at the thought of the shortness of life. The realization of how days on earth pass by quickly stirs up feelings of it not being long enough to accomplish all they want to achieve, and the shortness of time with those they love on earth. For others, it brings hope that their present-day sufferings will not last forever. Like the Apostle Paul wrote, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Romans 8:18. Hope puts into perspective how the sorrows and pains of this life are short-lived in the light of eternity. It gives those with lives who are difficult, those who daily face tough challenges, something to hold on to and look forward to in the future. As well, understanding life on earth is fleeting encourages those whose lives haven't taken the direction they hoped it would take, with the promise of a new beginning. Likewise, it causes some to evaluate their daily decisions to decide whether putting their own goals and happiness above others is worth the cost of such temporary satisfactions. The brevity of life causes some to make the most of each and every day. Comparatively, God's time is different than our time. Psalm 94 explains it this way. 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Because life on earth is so momentary, some feel like our lives don't really matter to God, asking, what is mankind that you're mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? Psalm 8:4. Yet John 3:16 describes how God's great love for the world was the motivation for sending Jesus to us. Hebrews 2:9 explains how he came and suffered death for everyone, becoming an atoning sacrifice for our sins so we can receive eternal life. 1 John 4:10. Although earthly lives are fleeting like a breath, it's not an indication of worthlessness to God, but rather of his great love and mercy towards us. God offers us life eternal, where we'll live forevermore free from all suffering and sorrow. As Revelation 21:4 describes, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Although life on earth is brief, our future is bright because God has a much better life ahead for us. Like the popular saying asserts, the best is yet to come.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.